I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, one free agent potential replacement in the Browns linebacking core is now not available. Donald Butler signing with the San Diego Chargers, according to reports.
According to Donald Butler, right on Twitter and the Chargers.
He's tweeting at himself. Oh, well. It's competitive, and that's the deal. And by the way, I don't know, and I don't think you know either, Nate, that was necessarily something the Browns were in the midst of trying to achieve or competing for. We don't know that to be a fact. At least I don't.
No, we don't. But yeah, of the rest of the high-level inside linebackers that are free agents now, they're all 30 or above.
Right.
He was 25. Now, obviously, you could bring in a guy, like talked about Arthur Motes, who knows the system, but he's not that kind of an impact player. In terms of the upper-level guys, Spikes from New England, not a pass coverer. If you thought our linebackers struggled in coverage, he would continue to do the same. Maybe a guy like Darryl Smith, who played on a one-year deal in Baltimore, 31, led linebackers actually in passes defense last year, is a guy that could find his way to Cleveland now.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a great point as far as the age ratio and what they might realistically do. I think the Motes possibility, if indeed he's out there, and I would think almost everything is going to point to him being available,
That
familiarity with Mike Pettine's defense is important. Not unlike what this team did a year ago with Quinton Groves being brought aboard by Ray Horton from Arizona, having some of that.
Darn good.
Yeah, and he played. He contributed. He did some things. He was solid before he got hurt. So I think it's a good thing to, you know, have that bridge guy. Of course, as long as that bridge guy can play. I mean, can make some kind of an impact for you. It's not just about having the guy because he knows things. That's what coaches have to bring. But I think it says a lot it's more helpful, I should say, when you've got that guy who can demonstrate and talk the language and see things from field view to other players. And Motes, very solid. I mean, Motes he's the right kind of guy. You talk about a good locker room guy. I've heard nothing but good things on that front about him, by the way.
About Motes?
Right. But good.
Solid in that. If you look at the top free agent inside linebackers, Carlos Dansby, 32, will command solid money. I know Arizona wants to keep him and has made a multi-year offer. Interesting to see Donald Butler. That was my secret top wish list for the Browns at that position in terms of a free agent. So now they're going to have to go a different direction there.
Yeah, and as you, we're going through Twitter and some people have been asking some questions about whether, again, this seeing players like DeQuell Jackson go out the door without seeing players come in the door, is this, you know, a reflection of a team that's getting worse? And I don't buy that. I mean, I'm not buying the idea that it automatically has to mean that. And I'm not saying that because this is a Brown show. I'm willing to see how this plays out. I'm willing to see who comes in the door for this football team.
And people are going to be coming.
Yeah, guys will be.
They
will be definitely entering the door. So I think that's and we'll reserve judgment on that. Want to thank Doug Deacon for being a part of this show, and of course, from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Scott Petrak, Elyria Chronicle Telegram. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. She's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap. That will be something that you can read, the highlights of this show, later today on clevelandbrowns.com. Our excellent producer, Jason Gibbs, thank you for not only today and all the work you've done, but a great week of shows that we put together, and we got much more coming up for you next week when we reconvene on Monday. So, for Nathan Nate Dogg Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying have a great weekend and catch us again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brown. You sign some one. There ain't no one better take back the night.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.